Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Dettuglia here on the Big 870, and we have extended coverage of the aftermath of Hurricane Francine. We're going to deviate just for a few moments and talk to Alan Waddell, co-host of the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. Alan, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. And, man, everything's been kind of swinging around a little bit. I know they got a few games tomorrow, but most of these games now have been moved to Saturday.
Yeah, Mike, thanks a bunch. Yeah, it's been kind of a rocky start here to the high school football season in 2024. You know, last week, a lot of teams dealt with heavy downpour rains. The game we were at, Destrehan and Catholic, was a monsoon for the entire four quarters. And then, obviously, this week with Francine, and they moved a lot of these games. I think the weather's going to be fine tomorrow, but it's just because none of these schools, you know, they were out for the last couple of days. The teams haven't practiced. So most of the schools in the New Orleans area, the North Shore, they've decided to move their games to Saturday.
Alan, what are the feature games this coming weekend as we talk about Saturday games and that you're looking forward to cover?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were going to be at St. Paul's and Brother Martin. That's where we were going to be tomorrow night, and that game actually got moved. They're going to play, I think, 1:30 on Saturday there in Covington. So that's certainly a big game. And, you know, another game we were really looking forward to watching was St. Charles Catholic and Lutcher, and they've actually canceled that game completely. So they're not even going to play that game. Yeah, so and unless something's changed, but that's the last word I got, that game was canceled completely. So that's certainly a disappointment, because those are two fan bases in the River Parishes that really, they've played some classics the last couple of years, Mike.
They love each other and hate each other at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'll tell you, they do have some other games, you know, across the state that are big that will be played tomorrow night. Calvary Baptist, defending state champion, they're going to take on Neville tomorrow night. That game will be played because that's in North Louisiana. Acadiana is going to play St. Thomas More, another big game there as well. So, look, there's some big games on the slate. We just don't have a chance to cover a lot of them tomorrow night live because most of them are going to be played on Saturday. But, you know, look, this state, one thing that I've been really impressed with the first couple of weeks of the season is teams have gone out and scheduled well. You know, they've gone out and said, hey, we're going to play some of the best teams in the state early on in the year. And I think those teams that think they have a legitimate chance to win a state championship, that will help them when they get into the playoffs.
One of the I talked to Coach Lasang at E.D. White, and he was telling me, Mike, first two games, Holy Cross and Jesuit. I was like, what? Who scheduled this? He said, well, I got a part in it. I said, well, okay. Athletic director there starting to try to get the head coach fired. But, man, E.D. White really looked good last week. Really, really looked good.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Mike, I'd say I think E.D. White is one of the most underrated programs in the state. They've done such a great job there. Year in and year out, a quarterfinal, semifinal program. And, you know, it's just not that long until they kick down the door and get a state championship here in the near future. They were very, very impressive last week against a Holy Cross team that had a fabulous year a year ago, very well coached, you know, a bigger school. And, you know, EDY, again, what a great performance by them in that program.
Up on the River Parish, I mean, you can kind of go through it, but, boy, Destrehan stays the kingpin there. Good gracious. They got some talent on that football team, a well-coached football team. And, again, if you want to meet college coaches, just go to a Destrehan game. They're all over the place.
Mike, we were there last week, and, you know, it's pretty impressive. You walk in their stadium, and they have, you know, big on the side of the stadium, home of Ed Reed, home of Justin Jefferson. I mean, like, and those are two great ones, and they've had other fantastic players, and they maybe never even made it to the professional ranks, but, you know, that's just a breeding ground for high school football and Destrehan. And you know what's crazy is the word, you know, we were kind of getting was, you know, they won state 2 years ago. They were a semifinal team a year ago. Man, you know, maybe they're not going to be as good this year.
What?
And they led Catholic all the way until about 20 seconds to go in the game in a monsoon. They're fabulous again. Their wide receiver core is outstanding. And I think, actually, from watching that game last week, I think the rain actually hurt Destrehan. I think they could have really thrown the football around a little bit if it wouldn't have been such a monsoon. They have an outstanding quarterback. a guy that was a starter a year ago as a young player, and he's back. So, look, Destrehan, if they're not in the Final Four, I'll be shocked.
Yeah, I agree with you. Alan, is there one team you look forward to on the schedule that you say, man, I want to watch them? Or maybe a couple teams like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, look, I don't think you can be in our state and not say, hey, when can I go watch Carr? Carr has, you know, they've become such a, you know, not only in the South, but they've really become known nationwide, just kind of, you know, for their entrance and their band and all their mystique. And, you know, they had the Algiers America television show, and, you know, they've had so many good players, and Bryce Brown has really stabilized this thing. And you know, what's crazy is you look up and they haven't won state in a few years. And you're like, man, you know, it's crazy because they just seem to be so dominant every year. But they've slipped up a few times in the playoffs. So certainly excited to watch those guys. You know, I got a chance to see Catholic last week. They're a team that ever since the split, Mike, they've really just – they've exploded. I mean, they just reload every year. It don't matter who they lose. It doesn't matter. They just continue to get better players and continue. They've lost coaches. It doesn't matter. You know, those are just programs, and that's what we have in the state right now. Is we have some really, really good programs with good coaches and good tradition, and year in and year out, they're going to be in the mix.
Alan, got a texter asked, is there any games tomorrow that you know of locally?
Oh, well, okay. You know, I was actually on the phone with Ian Ozan, who's our other co-host, as well as Coach Lou Bowden, before I came on here, and we were kind of bouncing around, and there's still some stuff up in the air. There will be games tomorrow night. Make sure you tune in with us. We'll be with you from 7 to 10:30. But a lot of them have been moved to Saturday. But we're trying to pinpoint, because, listen, if that was a good game that was going to be taking place tomorrow, after what we sat through last week in that rain, we certainly wanted to be out of the game. But we're going to have to play it by ear. And that's one thing about live radio when you're covering live events. You know, sometimes you got to just move around. And that's what we're trying to figure out as we speak. But we will have a show for you. If there's not a ton of games, we're going to have coaches interviews. We're going to get you previewed for Saturday. So it'll be a good 3.5 hours of high school football tomorrow night.
You made okay in the storm.
I did. We were fortunate. You know, I'm up here on the North Shore. Everything was great. We were very lucky because it was certainly headed right at us. But, you know, we're still without power. But I know a lot of the state is. And
me too.
We're used to dealing with that here in South Louisiana. But you know how that is, Mike. You know, we'll figure it out. At least it wasn't real, real hot today. You know, it feels like we're getting a little break from the gods a little bit as it's a little cooler.
Alan, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Really appreciate it. You guys do a fabulous job on the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. Appreciate all the time and efforts that you put into it. This isn't something you just show up at the stadium. You guys do a lot of prep work leading up to the Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup show.
Hey, thanks, Mike Bonchi. You know, listen, this is certainly your stop for sports right here on 870 WWL. And, look, you know, I've been doing this for a long time now with the program, and I can't get off the air without saying how much, you know, I miss Brad Lumine.
Oh,
obviously, we lost Brad in the offseason. What a fabulous guy that helped this show together for such a long time. One of my really good friends. And but Ian's like, you know, he's taking the reins, and he's going to do a good job leading our show. But, you know, I'm a part of this because I feel like we do high school football in the state of Louisiana better than anywhere else in the country, and I'm excited to be a part of it every year. So, yeah, looking forward to being with you tomorrow night for 3.5 hours.
Thanks so much, Alan. Appreciate it, bud. Keep doing a great job.
Hey, Mike. Yes, sir.
All right. Alan Waddell, co-host of the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup, and you can hear that game tomorrow, all his coverage of the prep ranks tomorrow night right here on the Big 870 WWL. When we come back, we'll have on with the Scooter Heap, state-licensed arborist with Ziegler Trees, and talk to us about, man, sometimes trees planted in the wrong place, they can do some bad things. We talked a little bit about it, followed on lines and what it can do to affect your electricity, telephone. Also, too, man, what it does, if that thing gets uprooted and it's a big tree right in the front of your property, what it can do to a water line, too. We'll be back with Scooter right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.